My name is Reuven Becker. It's an honor and pleasure to welcome you to L'Orech Yomim's 8th Community Education Program. The Irving Brickman Memorial Lecture, Memory Loss, Aging, and Alzheimer's Disease, Experience of Family Caregivers, Professionals, and Rabbinic Leadership. Our objective is to provide an overview of what we know, what you can do for yourself, and what others can do for you. To assist you in making responsible and informed decisions regarding your health care and that of your loved ones, and for the professional community to become more familiar and sensitive to the special needs of the Jewish community. One of the unique challenges many of us who adhere to the regimen of Orthodox Jewish practice also have to face while caring for frail elders is fulfilling biblical dictums such as honoring parents, the scope of which we will be addressing later. We hope this to be an interactive exchange for professionals on the panel and in the audience to learn about the Jewish community so that they may be better able to serve our needs. We welcome audience participation in the question and answer period. First, I'd like to acknowledge the contributors and supporters of our and sponsors without whom the event would not be possible. After announcing their name, if there is a representative present, I request that they just stand up, briefly introduce themselves and describe their services. JASA, Jewish Association of Services for the Aged. Eshel Abraham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Her name is Sandy Welch. She's the Director of Social Services at Eshel Abraham Nursing Home. And after the presentation, you're free to discuss any issues with her. Next is CFW Healthcare Group.
Jack Joyce, I'm a member of the nursing home. We've got a group of three nursing homes in the area here. Woodside, Woodcrest, we're both in Washington, California, and Orange View, Orange Hill. We do various, basically in general, we run a full gamut of nursing homes and services. At Woodside, we have a specialized medical group, mental invalids, very successful in caring for them.
Thank you. Thank you. Sharon Manor. Thank you. Citibank, Con Edison, the Alzheimer's Association. We are very grateful to our host, the Young Yuzhiv Q Gardens Hills, for allowing us to use the Simcha Room, and thank G&I Bakery and Hot Bagels and Bialys under new ownership for their generous contributions as well. You know, people have called and asked, what is L'Orech Yomim? And I'm surprised I haven't heard of the organization. What do you do? Well, for your convenience, we've prepared a summary of our activity, which is included in your registration packet. I refer you now to that page, which highlights our activity. The page starts with the heading, About L'Orech Yomim. Since 1999, we've been providing community seminars on caring for elders, information, referral, and advocacy assistance to family caregivers, and healthcare provider guidance in developing programs to service the needs of the Jewish community. In fact, our guidelines for developing a Jewish hospice program will be incorporated in a national scientific conference for tens of thousands of public health professionals this coming November. Referring now to the paragraph heading to the future, much has been accomplished in a short period of time. Our success is due to the integrity of its programming combined with the outstanding commitment of an outstanding volunteer corps. I'd like to ask at this time for Malka Cohn to rise and be recognized for her outstanding assistance in developing our materials and just being available 24/7. Malka? Thank you. She is the most competent professional, and I don't want to give her too much praise lest someone hire her away and Laura Fjellman will lose her valuable contribution. Thank you. The response to our promotion and announcements of this morning's program has been quite encouraging and invigorating. You've done a tremendous community service. Residents in Brooklyn have inquired when we'll be presenting the program there. I'm so excited and can't wait to attend are some of the feedback we received. One caller, though, underscores a point I'd like to make to you. And she actually is a resident of Brooklyn and had a number of questions regarding the format of the presentation and the presenters. Then she said, wow, that's phenomenal. But how do you make money? And that is my point at this time. This is not a money-making project. It's a community service, and your contributions will have far-reaching impact in helping families in need throughout the Jewish community. You know, this morning's program went through a number of phases in development and design. It was first suggested by Rabbi Solomon Shapiro, a member of our advisory board, who back in 1999, at our first seminar on choosing a nursing home, after listening to questions and answers from audiences and comments from professionals, said to me, you need to do a program on Alzheimer's disease. Last year, I contacted the Alzheimer's Association to begin planning the event. When we finally garnered the resources to implement this initiative a few months ago, I felt in my heart that it seemed the right thing to do to dedicate the program to the memory of Mr. Irving Brickman. While I personally did not know him very well, in my very brief exposure when observing a model social day, adult day program at Self-Help in Flushing, I sensed that there was something very special about him. In addition, Mrs. Judy Brickman, who is very well known in the long-term care field, has been extremely supportive of the Orach Yomim efforts, and in some way, we wish to acknowledge her contribution. So when I approached Mrs. Brickman about the idea, she considered it, and in the usual unassuming, humble, but dignified Brickman fashion, she reluctantly said, okay, but on a low profile. So we tried. My hunch about Irving Brickman's breadth of community service, dignity, and professional expertise was borne out to be correct. The New York Times recently featured the critically acclaimed book written by David Schenck entitled The Forgetting, which I have a copy here, Alzheimer's Portrait of an Epidemic. And this book, which is recommended by the Alzheimer's Association as an excellent portrayal of the history of the devastation and the future of the disease, makes reference to Irving Brickman's contributions. Quoting some passages will also help set the tone for our deliberation. It's published by Doubleday, and it's available in all bookstores. Queens, New York, August 1998. It was lunchtime in Freund House in the village of Flushing. A small group of elderly Jews sat quietly around a table. Not much was said as they ruffled open their brown bags and popped the lids off drinks. Someone brought in a big bottle of ginger ale and some plastic cups and offered to pour. Irving looked over at Greta and noticed that she was sitting still, her hands folded together on the bright red tablecloth. Did you bring your lunch today, Greta? He asked. I don't think so. I usually don't bring my lunch here. Yes, you do. You bring cereal. Irving waited for Greta to recollect her routine, but she could not. An elegant, shrunken woman with short cropped hair, dark eyebrows, and a subtle, leathery face, Greta did not look even remotely like someone in decline. Her eyes still sparkled, and her voice had spunk. She spoke with hesitation and in full, clear sentences. There was no clue from her cadence that her brain was under attack. Standing off to one side of the table was Judy Joseph, the co-leader with Irving Brickman of this support group. About a year earlier, she had been introduced to Irving in New York offices of the Alzheimer's Association, where each had come to see what, if anything, could be done about this ominous new social phenomenon. Suddenly, it seemed, Alzheimer's disease was everywhere. The Freund House Early Stage Support Group was one experimental approach to tackling such unknowns. When Judy and Irving created it in 1997, they weren't sure it would work. Could people struggling with memory loss, spatial disorientation, and confusion actually strike up a meaningful relationship with a group of strangers? They had to assemble just the right team. In the acknowledgments, the author, David Schenk. Thanks, Irving Brickman. Thank you, Irving Brickman, for a gentle introduction to the world of caregiving. I am particularly grateful to Irving for his kindness conferred even as he faced the cancer that ended his life before completion of this book. Here is a statement of a former colleague. When Irving Brickman entered the office of our nonprofit organization after his retirement, he came as an experienced professional.
Thank you.
When Irving Brickman entered the office of our nonprofit organization after his retirement, he came as an experienced professional to volunteer his time as a leader in support group work. As Irv traveled the halls, those of us fortunate enough to be in the organization's public spaces encountered a person so focused, so intelligent, so humane, so a witness to everyone in the space that we and our work for a moment felt blessed. There was a luminous quality to his presence. That purity of spirit had an enormous impact on the lives of his group members and his colleagues. His qualities of being remain a touchstone whenever we doubt in our own private and public lives the power of goodness. Thank you for the chance to remember him formally today. Jean Marks, Associate Executive Director, retired, the New York City chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. And finally, on behalf of Self-Help Community Services, and in particular the Self-Help Alzheimer's Resources Program, SHARP, I would like to offer a few remarks on the occasion of this important conference dedicated to the memory of Irving Brickman. For several years, Irving was a valued volunteer in our SHARP program. He was able to utilize his vast professional experience and talents in helping to organize the first early diagnosis support group in Queens. His sensitivity to the heart-wrenching issues raised in these sessions made it possible for the clients to come to grips with their diagnosis and to support each other in coping. Irving was able to reach out to the whole family system and provide valuable information on community resources and to make essential connections for them. The self-help staff found him to be charming, dedicated, and wholly committed to maximizing the client's functioning. Even when his own medical problems made it difficult for him to attend the program in person, he kept in touch with the clients and staff and gave his input on problems raised. Irving Brickman's contribution to SHARP was a lasting one. He was a wonderful role model, and the growth of the program is due in large measure to his guidance in developing high standards and excellence in service delivery that Self-Help is so proud of. We are very happy that his legacy lives on in this conference that will assist the community in coping with Alzheimer's disease. Phyllis Tobin, Assistant Vice President, Housing and Senior Centers, Self-Help. We hope and pray that this morning's program will do justice to his honor and to his memory, consistent with the outstanding professional and personal legacy that he has already left. I acknowledge at this time Mrs. Judy Brickman here and her daughter Sandy. We are also fortunate, and it is a further indication of the respect and outstanding service that Irving Brickman has provided the community, that Rabbi Steinberg is here to say a few words on behalf of this testimonial. Rabbi Steinberg.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rebecca. Ladies and gentlemen, just for a moment to say a few words about dear friend, our dear friend, the entire community, Mr. Irving Brickman, who was a model individual, model balabos, model Jew person with concern for others, and the true rock of his family and all those he came in contact with. His amuna, his belief in the Rabbeinu Shalom, through many, many difficult years of in and out of hospitals, gave him the strength, and gave us all the strength, to see a person who had true amuna b'Hashem, and raised a family of ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, entire family, first Judy, his wife, his children, his son is Eretz Yisrael, Nachi is running a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Each one of his family is a type of dedicated individual to Yiddishkeit and to our brethren, wherever they may be. It's therefore a great tribute. We're all talking about memory and memory loss, and it's an obligation upon us to have a memory and to remember those people who shaped our community, shaped our lives, and shaped the lives of many other people that they came in contact with. And therefore, it's a great tribute to Irving, who was a marvelous, unbelievable individual, a person who cared for others, cared for Claudia Soil in general, and anyone who came in contact with. He was always there to help, never there to criticize. And that's a rare find. You find a person who's capable and able to do many, many things. Usually they find fault with what other people do, but not Irving. Irving was a person who was always there to help and was always positive in everything he did and never tried to criticize people who did not do things right. Although I'm sure he saw many people who did things in an improper way. And therefore I say, Yizichro Baruch, his memory should be a blessing for his entire mishpacha, for all Klal Yisrael, Shbizaycha, to the time of B'yas HaGoyah B'mheir Yemeinu Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi Steinberg. I feel compelled at this time to make one observation. I know I'm taking the privilege of the chair, but allow me for a moment to put on my rabbinic hat, which is there, and offer one example very close to our immediate discussion of what I mean by the challenges of the Jewish community in caring for their parents. Separate from the natural need to remember for anyone to perform basic activities of daily living, the concept of memory is an integral component of our Jewish heritage. Our entire holiday of Passover, for example, is dedicated to saying the Haggadah, to remember the Exodus from Egypt. And did you know that in Deuteronomy we are told that it is a sin to forget anything you have learned? The concept is repeated in the ethics of our fathers in Pirkei Avos. So what do you do if you forget? You know, our rabbis, they think of everything. Unfortunately, our sages, appreciating this concern, have provided us with some guidance. The 18th century scholar, the Mayam Loewes, for example, provides us with three strategies for improving recollection. One, verbalize the information. Two, repeat it multiple times. Three, maintain a calm, low-key disposition. This probably incorporates the idea of removing stress from your environment. Now, if only I could remember these techniques, I'd be in good shape. You knew that was coming. And frankly, even if I did remember, I'd still have to practice them. But consider, if you will, a Pesach Seder with the patriarch of the family sitting at the table with Alzheimer's disease. The anguish of the family. What is a family to do? We look forward to guidance and direction from our panel of experts for helpful methods to respond to these and other difficulties should a loved one have dementia, memory lapses, and the like. Do they not allow the family member to be at the table? This seems rather cruel. At the same time, if the father is not able to perform the services and say the Haggadah, the entire tenor of the Pesach Seder is changed. Clearly, this is very serious business. Because of the fear of what I call the big A, this fear causes many to avoid seeking help and obtaining proven interventions that would benefit them. Fortunately, we have the benefit this morning to hear from a couple, Dr. Allen and Mrs. Judy Bennett, who have confronted similar challenges in caring for a family member of Alzheimer's disease at home. I know it's not an easy task for them to discuss such personal experiences in public. I took the liberty of asking them to participate when I visited their home and observed how kind and caring and able they were in attending to the needs of Judy Bennett's mother in their home. Their skills and their ability to fulfill the dictums of honoring their parents, kibud av v'em, are a role model for us all. And I thought it would be meaningful if they could share their experience so we could all learn from them. I introduce to you Dr. Allen, this is Judy Bennett. Allen, as many of you may know, is a geriatrician and medical ethicist in his own right, but stands here today as a family caregiver. Judy, I understand, is going to be the first presenter. Judy Bennett.